We read this, they say 7,000 lines. On the bottom of Roman numeral page 15, they say 7,000. It says about 8 lines from the bottom of that page, Roman numeral 15. It looks as if Chrétien had a target length for each of his major romances of something near 7,000 lines, and that this put a strain on his endurance. We already mentioned that love is kind of the common thread. On the bottom of Roman numeral page 21, on the top, they say his influence on the next generation of romance authors was profound. But what were we dealing with here? At the very end, it was an ideal which I believe held for him a great sentimental attraction. This was a society as he would like to see it, a society of delicate manners, impeccably courteous, generous, and honorable. So these are the things we're going to strive for. And this is at the very end of this, as it fell to him to bring the French verse romance to its full flowering and to establish as its chief concern the matter of Britain. Without him, we might today scarcely have heard of King Arthur and his brave company. Certainly our literary heritage would have been vastly the poorer. Now, obviously, this guy is a Chrétien scholar, so he thinks he's great, but most of what he's saying is true.